Part 22 of Legend Land by Varius, as retold by Leon S. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Reynard. The Spectre Coach. In the days of good Queen Anne, the parson of Talland, a quaint little sea-girt village near Loo, was a singular man named Dodge. Parson Dodge's reputation in that neighbourhood was that of being able to lay ghosts and command evil spirits, and although the country folk were rather terrified of their vicar, they had the utmost faith in his marvellous powers. As it happened that the good folk of Lanreath, a few miles away, were suffering severely from a wild spirit that frequented the high moor in their parish. The ghost was that, they said, of an avaricious landowner, who had wasted his fortune in lawsuits, attempting unjustly to seize from the villagers a wide stretch of common land. Disappointment had killed him, but in the spirit world he could find no rest, for he used to return of nights to the land he had coveted, and drive wildly about in a black coach drawn by 6 sable, headless horses, much to the terror of the country folk. So the rector of Lanreath decided at last to appeal to Parson Dodge to come over and exorcise the wandering spirit. Parson Dodge agreed, and upon the appointed night he and the rector rode out onto the haunted moor to see what could be done about the bad business. It was a grim, barren spot that they reached at last, and the rector did not at all like his task. But Parson Dodge bade him cheer up, saying that he never yet met the ghost that he couldn't best. So the two parsons dismounted and tramped up and down for an hour, expecting every moment the arrival of the spectre coach. When at last midnight had passed, and nothing had happened, they decided to abandon their vigil and return some other night. So, taking leave of one another, they separated, the rector to take a short ride to his home, Parson Dodge going a mile across the moor to the road that led him back to Talland Vicarage. Dodge had been riding about 5 minutes, when, without any apparent reason, his mare shied, then stood stock still. The parson tried to urge her on, but she refused. Then he dismounted and tried to lead her, but that failed too. So he concluded that he must be intended to return, and, remounting, he set the mare off back to the haunted moor. She went cross-country through the murky night like the wind, and in a very few minutes Dodge was again on the spot where he had left his brother priest. There the mare shied once more, and showed every sign of fear, and the parson, looking about him, espied a short distance off the gruesome spectre he had originally come to meet. There was the sooty black coach, the dark, headless steeds, and, what thoroughly alarmed him, a grim, cloaked figure urging his team at a gallop along a path in which lay the prostrate form of his friend, the rector of Lanreath. Parson Dodge set his mare, despite her fears, straight for the approaching coach, uttering his prayers of exorcism the while. With the first words, the dusky team swerved, and a sepulchral voice came from the driver, saying, "Dodge is come. I must be gone." With that the spirit whipped up his horses and disappeared at a tremendous pace across the moor, and was never seen again. The parson then dismounted, and was able to revive the unconscious rector and carry him safely home, for his own horse, startled at the appearance of the spectre, had thrown its rider and bolted. Talland, the home of the old parson, is a fascinating little village on the coast, between the two Loos, east and west, and picturesque Polperrow, where rugged cliffs on either side descend to form a sheltered little bay. Loo is a quaint fishing town straggling on each side of the estuary of the river of the same name. You reach it by a branch railway from Liskeard on the Great Western Main Line. It is an ideal place in which to spend a quiet holiday. The coast, east and west, is typically Cornish, rugged and wild, yet pierced every few miles by some sheltered cove or inlet. Loo itself, protected from the cold winds, enjoys a beautiful climate, particularly mild in winter. Coast and moorland walks abound. There is a golf course close at hand, and the sea fishing is excellent. End of The Spectre Coach. This recording is in the public domain.